Texte numéro 60. New South Wales teachers fear downgrading of education for prisoners. Art classes provided the only bright spot in prison life for John. Nothing great comes out of prison. It's a place of hopelessness, he says. Art calmed me down and gave me a focus because I was fairly lost. The 36-year-old now works full-time as an artist and says his teacher and art classes in prison turned his life around. It gave me some self-belief that I could be an artist. Now I'm confident to produce commercial work that will sell, he said. John's 7-year jail sentence for drug trafficking offences when he was in the army was reduced on appeal and he was released 2 years ago. Unions are rallying against the government's plans to privatise the work of prison teachers. Unions say the teachers have helped rehabilitate prisoners and reduce reoffending. The state government expects to save $5 million a year by cutting the number of fully trained teachers. About 20 teachers will remain, and education programmes will be delivered by an external training organisation. Teachers could apply for one of the 20 remaining teaching positions or a downgraded training clerk position. Education qualifications won't be needed for that new job, said Union Secretary Mark Morey. You need to build up trust with the inmates and over time you persuade them of the benefits of education. Other operators won't be experienced in the way of jail. I can't see how it'll work. Morey said lowering education standards would not help prisoners turn their lives around. It's likely to channel them back into antisocial and unlawful behaviour, he said. High-quality education is essential for prisoners to develop the knowledge, skills and motivation to gain employment, making them less likely to offend. Unions have protested outside Parliament House in Sydney and have collected around 12,000 signatures against the planned changes. A teacher said he and his colleagues were passionate about teaching in prisons, where education programmes range from basic literacy and numeracy to higher education qualifications. It's a fantastic job, he said. The people I deal with come from dysfunctional backgrounds with a negative view of life and the benefits education can bring. It takes time to get people to trust you and have a positive attitude. I've had students who have become engineers, teachers. The Minister for Corrections, David Elliott, said the cost savings would be redirected into programmes to reduce reoffending. A review of the current education model concluded that it does not meet demand, he said. About 70 new prison-based jobs will be created to match prisoners to training programmes. Adapted from the Sydney Morning Herald, September 2016.